good situation that can change everything for you, and it's so unexpected that you didn't expect it. You say that you got lucky. Do you believe in luck? If yes, then a person that isn't in that situation, are they unlucky? Is there even such a thing as an unlucky person? People who are next to us and living with us every day, or are living farther away from us, do you know anyone among them who is unlucky? They always have bad things happen, and the door always opens the same way for them.
Shiva, dear, I believe in luck 100% because I don't even have 1% of it. Everything I touch gets ruined in one way that can't be fixed anymore. In my opinion, everyone in this world is either lucky or unlucky. Imagine that you were born in a village in a desert far away and there's no water to be found. And then there's someone else who's had everything that they could possibly want, even things that they might not ever need. Well, who can say these two people have the same situation? Well, the first one is like me, and the second one is like everyone else.
We don't see good things that happen, and that's why every bad thing that happens to us, we say it's bad luck. Some bad luck is actually good luck. Someone's driving really fast and gets in an accident, and he says he's unlucky. The fact that you didn't die at that speed is actually lucky. And then he says all these other people drive fast and nothing happens to them, but just my luck. The problem is that we compare ourselves to other people. We're not in the habit of seeing ourselves, who we really are, what actually exists, and then the things we should be looking within ourselves for. We look for them in a rock or in the hands of a fortune teller.
Well, who wants some tea?
Me.
All right.
I want some too.
Oh, it's him.
Well, answer it.
Yes. Hello. How are you? No, I'm his brother-in-law. Yes. He went out and left his phone behind. He'll be back. Yes. I'll let him know. Sure. Tomorrow? Sure. Goodbye. They're coming from the police station for me tomorrow.
Did you lie to them? Coward.
Yeah, I got scared.
All right, here you are. Have some tea.
Well, well. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. That looks lovely.
I don't want any.
I don't want any, darling.
Well, then I'll put it here for whoever wants some tea.
Since you lied, you should have said he's gone on a trip and he's not coming back.
Yeah, Dad, go ahead and call this number and tell him.
You should be ashamed. If I call, I'm going to tell them that you're hiding in your sister's house.
That's enough, Masood. You're getting on the child's nerves.
Is he a child? He's a big donkey. Shouldn't he take responsibility for his actions?
What's wrong with you? Instead of trying to give him hope and telling him you'll think of something, you're sitting there nagging at him non-stop.
I'm not thinking of anything. He's a grown man. He made a mess. So he needs to own up to it and pay the price.
Don't worry, darling. God willing, it'll all work out.
You know how it'll work out. You'll either come up with the money or you'll go to jail.
It's a good thing you're not after him. You're worse than 100 strangers. Don't worry about it. He's just angry right now.
Dad's right. Everything is finished now.
For now, go and get some sleep, darling. Sleep calms a person down. Shardy, dear, get up. Hopefully everything will work out tomorrow. Shiva, get up and clear away these things and go and get some sleep. Get up, darling. Let's go.
You go ahead. I'll go later.
I love you so much. Keep an eye on him.
All right.
I love you
rest
so
assured.
Much.
I love you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
I'll go to the police station tomorrow and turn myself in. With the luck I've got, if I don't go, one day as I'm walking down the street to go and buy some yogurt, they'll shoot me in the head with a bullet, and they'll say I was running away and they shot me.
What are you saying? What do you mean luck? Sometimes things just don't happen the way a person would like them to.
Don't say that, Shiva. Don't you remember when I was a child, they came to our school and had tryouts for the movie Patel and the Little Dreams?
Or Patel?
No, for the role of the boy.
Well, then...
Nothing. I was selected, but when they were going to shoot the movie, my dad said it's my cousin's wedding, so we all went up north.
If you had gone, then you would have been lucky. You would have realized you don't have the talent for it. Then you would have gone after another profession, and you wouldn't be like this.
If I'd gone and acted in it and become famous, then I wouldn't have even said hello to you.
Now, these kinds of things happen in everyone's lives.
Now, never mind that. I had to do 3 years of military service.
Extra service?
The bullet shot out of the gun and hit the colonel's car.
What's wrong with you kids?
You think I shot the bullet? The safety was on, but it wasn't working and the trigger was loose. So the bullet just shot out and hit the door and came out the dashboard.
Oh, he's lucky the bullet didn't kill anyone.
Just look at my bad luck. One gun that was broken in the entire military base and it just happened to be mine. I'm tired of having all this misfortune and bad luck. I'm leaving.
Where to?
I'm going home. Tomorrow morning I'll go to the police station and turn myself in.
Yes, Sharam. You should go home and take the time to pack up all of your things so that you'll be comfortable in the morning.
Yeah, I'm going.
Well, just wait. Something will happen.
I'm going. I'm going.
Oh, man.
Goodbye. But the decision he's made is rarely to his advantage.
You had to joke with him in this situation, no?
I wasn't joking. I was absolutely serious. Look, Shiva, the way that you're treating that poor thing, it's as though he's committed a murder. I mean, it's just a small debt. He'll either pay it off or he'll go to jail.
And if you were in the same situation?
No. Good night.
Thank you.
Where to?
Man, I'm just straightening out my pants.
Go ahead, have a seat.
Man, I came here on my own. If you had caught me, you would have shot me, right?
Shh. For now, you're in my custody.
Sharam Javanbaksh. Sign under your name. You've confirmed that you've received all the money you were owed by Sharam Javanbaksh and you have no complaint against him.
Yes, Major, sir. Here you are. Hey, Sharam, I'm really sorry. Forgive me. But as God is my witness, you have to give me the right. You do owe me money.
It's no problem. But how am I going to give you your money?
Don't joke around with me, Sharam. The message came that the money was transferred into my account. I called the bank and checked my account. Everything's in order. I swear to God, I'm not an evil person. On your life, I'm in need of money too. Otherwise, it wasn't a big deal. I would have waited.
So this is the police station, right? Huh?
Hey, Sharam, are you awake? Once again, I'm sorry.
You really don't want your money?
Oh, man, are you joking with me? Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yes? Hello? Naveed? Naveed? Hey, man, what a surprise! I really don't know what's going on
today.
What
are you doing with a cell phone, man? Where did you get it from?
The Major gave it to me. He said I'm free to go.
Go on, then leave.
Up till now, you were telling me to sit down. Now I should go outside.
Go on, don't make a scene here.
All
go
right,
ahead.
Sure. Naveed. Naveed, I'm at the police station. Where are you? Give me your address.
You're still talking on the phone. Get out of here.
Sure, sir. Sure. I'll go right now. Well, yeah, I really don't know.
I told you not to stand here.
Sure! I'm coming right now. Goodbye! Ha! On your life, I have no idea how the money got into his account.
Now you got lucky. Why are you so upset?
But you know me, I don't have good luck. All of a sudden, the guy will show up and say I'm a swindler, then it'll be an even bigger problem.
Just sit down and have a coffee before it gets cold.
Listen, isn't this a dry lemon? The ones they put in gourmet sabzi?
Yeah, but I grind it up and put it in my tea.
Should I put it in this too?
Go ahead.
It looks like you've got a great thing going here. Everything's really turned round for you, hasn't it?
It all comes from this.
That? What is that?
This is the thing that changed my whole life around. Money, work, opportunity, it's all because of this.
What is it? What does it do?
All successful people say that they owe their success to good luck. They have good luck, but they don't tell anyone the reason why. But I'm gonna tell you. Bill Gates, Maradona, Oprah, and even 100 other successful people, they all had one of these. Even though it's hard for you to believe, in Bayern Munich's last match, if their head coach had one of these, Rail wouldn't have scored 4 goals on them.
No way, man.
Yes, Wayne. Do you believe in good luck? Or no, are you one of those people who say good luck and bad luck are nothing but superstition?
No way, man. I've got the worst luck of all. Ever since I was a child, I had nothing but bad luck. I'm one of those who say if he touches gold, it turns into a flower, a rock, or a lump of dirt,
those
something like that.
Those who say these are all lies just don't want others to know about it.
So tell me, where did you buy this from? No, all my life. Is it possible to find one for me to buy?
What is it? Has it caught your eye?
Yeah.
If it were possible to buy, then everyone would have one right now. It has come into your life on its own, and after you're done with it, you'll have to get rid of it. You want to hold on to it for a while?
Really?
Really?
I should put it on my finger.
Look, right now, I don't have any need for this in my life. I can let you hold on to it for a while, but whenever I need it, you have to give it back to me, okay?
Sure, I'll bring it back.
I think that luck has been knocking on your door ever since this morning. That happened then, and this is happening now.
Thank you very much. I don't know how the money came into my account, but he cleared his check. Hello?
Hello?
My darling sister?
What's going on?
Sit down, because the days of my bad luck are over.
Oh, has something happened? Did you buy a ring?
I don't know how it happened, but everything has changed!
Really, in this house, no one cares about me.
I'm sorry, the story with Sharam took a lot of time.
Oh, do you even have any time for someone to take up?
Don't give me a hard time.
How's he doing?
Good, he's happy.
Is he home right now?
No, he's not. He went to get his son from Sepide.
Oh, really? Well, that's great.
I just hope to God he has a little faith in himself.
If you allow it, he'll have faith in himself.
What could we have done that we didn't do already?
I think you just really have to allow him to face his problems on his own.
He has faced them, hasn't he?
No, it hasn't happened the way it needs to.
Fazad, Sharam is my brother. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, I thought he was your sister.
Why can't you be serious, hmm?
No, it's because no one can take a joke in this house. Aren't my pants supposed to be ironed? Shouldn't I have a pair of pants that have been ironed?
No, you're not.
How am I supposed to go to work with wrinkled clothes?
Yeah, wrinkled clothes. It's cool.
Yes, wrinkled and cool clothes. It's good for that useless brother
of yours. What were you saying?
Shiva, I'm a doctor in this country.
Yes? Well, look, the iron's there. The ironing board is there. If you're not lazy, you can go to work like a doctor tomorrow.
Well, I'm totally grateful to you.
You're welcome.
I thank you for having reminded me where the iron and ironing board are. Thank you. Nima, darling, why are you so upset, huh? As you say, you're running out of life, right? Why don't you eat one of those apples in your game and you'll get more life?
We lost the final match.
Well, it's no big deal. So what if you lost? A person isn't supposed to win all of the time. After all, sometimes they lose. They say when a person loses, they learn a lesson for their future.
We had bad luck. In the last minute, I took a shot at the empty goal. It hit the goalpost. Both of us lost.
Listen, son, what do you mean bad luck? You took a shot at the goal, but you didn't score. Why? Because you weren't focused. So it has nothing to do with bad luck. If you'd been focused... Oh, what happened, man?
The power's out.
Oh, my goodness. Just look at my bad luck.
Dad?
What is it?
There's no such thing as bad luck, Dad. There might be a reason for it that we're not smart enough to know. Isn't that right?
Congratulations. It's really beautiful.
Thank you. Mom, don't you want to buy any here?
No, darling, I don't need it for now.
Oh, but you gave the address yourself and said you're going to buy some.
Yes, but that was a month ago. Right now, the prices have doubled.
Well, Mum, in another month it'll double again.
Well, then I won't buy it. It's people like us that go ahead and buy things when the prices go up so the sellers can keep raising them.
If we don't buy them, other people will.
What do I care about other people?
Hello! We're here!
Hello! We're here!
Hurry up! Hello! Come over here.
Don't you know how to knock?
No, Mother. Not when you leave the key in the lock.
Oh, your dad left the key in the lock again.
Hello?
How are you, my darling? Are you well?
Seems as though you're feeling good.
Good, good.
How was Saturday?
Good, good.
It was a place that was really beautiful. And then you wanted to go to the...
What happened that you're so happy?
You don't know what great luck I've been having. Those shares that I bought with Navid 4 days ago, we sold them at triple the price. Look, we also bought some dishes with a check. Before they'd reached the warehouse, we sold them for twice as much.
I'll go and put these in the house and come right back.
You bought dishes?
Yes, I bought some things for the kitchen.
These are the same ones that we had bought. You should have told me. I could have bought it for you at half the cost.
Give it here.
Man, these pitchers are low quality. These are from Pakistan.
My mom, Sepide, said, I'm not coming. What does it mean going to a restaurant every day? Don't you have anything better to do? And my dad said, I want to make up for all those years. They were about to get in a fight when my dad said, I'd like us to get back together.
I'm about to throw up.
You just keep watching your TV. You have no feelings.
In the end, my dad said, I want us to live together. And my mom said, I have to think about it.
Ah, Aunt Sepide should have agreed to it.
My dad kept pleading with her, but my mom...
I didn't think Uncle Shoaib would act like such a fool.
What's wrong with it? My dad wants to make up.
Well, he can make up, but he shouldn't belittle himself so much.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's because you're a girl, and you're spoiled. And you always want others to treat you special. Spoiled people make me want
to
grow up.
Nima, watch what you're saying.
And if I don't, what are you going to do about it?
I'll tell Mom.
There you go. And you say you're not spoiled.
Both of you are really spoiled.
I didn't understand what they were saying.
I think my mom and dad will make up.
Well, would you like them to make up?
I do.
It's been a week that we keep going to restaurants. Lunch at a restaurant, dinner at a restaurant. I turned to her and I said, why do we keep going to restaurants? Then I realized that Sepide would like to live with me again. But she wants me to be the one to ask her. Well, you know what I said? I said that we have to get married again.
What? You mean you don't want to? You mean you don't want Sepide to come back?
I wouldn't mind, but I don't want to rush into a decision. You know, it's bad for a person to repeat the same mistake.
What does that mean?
What's it mean? It means I said I have to think about it.
You mean Sepide told you she wants to come back, and then you said you have to think about it?
Well, yeah.
No, you didn't.
Huh?
What Dad's saying is right. The hell you did. If Sepide told you she wants to come back, you should have rolled out the red carpet for her. You shouldn't have said think about it. It's strange she didn't smack you.
Hey, why would she smack me
in the
mouth?
Because you were talking nonsense. Don't you have any sense, child? How old are you? Your life has been full of mistakes.
What Dad's saying is right.
Your father is right.
In my opinion, he's right, Sharam. I think you should have quickly said yes to her.
It seems you've forgotten that you're the groom's family.
I'm calling Sepide right now.
No way, man. Hold on. What are you going to do?
Nothing. I'll go and call her and tell her to forgive you and say you didn't know what you were doing. You got flustered, made a mistake, said you must think about it. I'll ask her to forgive you and be kind enough to let you get back together.
Hold on, Shiva.
Yeah, Shiva. Tell her that Sharam will accept whatever condition she has. He just wants her to come back.
All right, fine.
I said it's not necessary.
You don't understand. I'm going to call her now.
I said it's not necessary.
Hey, what your sister says, right?
I'm pleading with you, Mom. I don't want anyone to interfere. I know what I'm doing. Right now, if anyone interferes, it'll just make everything worse.
If I was Sepide, I wouldn't even talk to you.
I won't interfere. Just stop talking to me about Sepide, okay?
Look, Shiva, I want to...
Stop talking. Just go and do whatever you want.
If they just wait a little bit, everything will work out.
How can you be so sure? Half of the story is you, and the other half is Sepide.
No,
and if you make
down.
A mistake, you'll lose her.
Look, the story isn't like that at all.
Then what is it?
Sepide didn't say anything about wanting to come back or not.
Are you sick that you lie so much?
Man, I was just talking about the restaurant, and I don't know how it ended up like this. Look, today, Sepide said to me, why do we keep going out to restaurants? So I said, well, what should we do? And then she said, well, don't you have anything better to do? And then I...
Oh. And then you said, come back to me, we should live together again. And she said she needs to think about it.
Yeah.
And right now, you're scared that Shiva will go and call Sepide, and your lie will be exposed.
Yeah. How did you find out?
Well, it's obvious. Look, my friend, if you're not capable of lying, then don't lie. Anyhow, you should consult with an elder. If Shiva goes and calls Sepida right now, your lie will be exposed, and she'll never even mention your name.
Just keep an eye on Shiva for 2 days until Sepida gives me her answer.
No, it won't work, man, don't you see? With the way that Shiva is right now, I can't even approach her.
Look, do it for me. I'll do whatever you want for you. Anything you want at all.
Sharam, put some time aside so I can come over and talk with you in detail about the story of buying shares.
I'm at your service, man.
There's something between luck and self-confidence. Something that connects them together, but it can't ever be seen. After this story, my brother became another person. He thinks that he'll win at everything he tries. His self-confidence has grown so much that he's forgotten who he is. He was never like this in any part of his life.
It's not possible. It's only in silly stories that everything changes all at once. The story of your brother isn't real, and if it is, then it's purely coincidental. For a person to change into a lucky person under the worst circumstances is just not believable. Anyhow, if he's able to get everything he wants, it shows that he's self-confident. And if he's not, who is?
When you keep winning, you feel good.
Are you winning right now?
Look, when you want to jump, you have to leap like an eagle, so that if anyone wants to see you, they have to lean their heads back.
You're gradually starting to feel bad.
I've rented a theater for the play. The guy said next year. I told him I'd buy the first 20 performances myself. He said we can come for the play in 5 months. I talked with Hamid and Manaz. The play is going to blow up with the proper advertising.
Who are Hamid and Manaz?
Bedad and Afshar. There's no way that 3 months ago I'd even dare to talk on the phone with Hamid Bedad. Never mind wanting to sign a contract with him.
You signed a contract just like that? I don't know how they had confidence in you. Do you have an investor? Do you?
I'm the investor myself. I'm looking for a famous director. Once I sign their contracts, we'll start rehearsal.
Oh, you mean you want to be a producer?
Right now, no one will come after me as an actor. Look, in the beginning, you have to spend money. And once the work picks up, you're on your way. I'll play one of the main roles myself.
But what if it doesn't work out?
Oh, that's impossible. Everything is in place.
But that's not right, to stand on other people's shoulders and then say that you talk.
Are you jealous?
You've lost your bearings. Just look at this. Look. The shares in the company you were talking about. This is it, right?
Yeah.
Very well. You have to buy some too. Right now, I'm investing in your good luck. I'm telling you now.
Drink, it's going to get cold.
Oh, since when have you become a coffee drinker?
All artists like coffee.
That's good, that's good. How much do these shares cost? How much is it?
What?
The price of these shares.
What is it? What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Sharam, you won't speak a single word of this matter with anyone, do you understand? Got it?
All right, man.
Just be careful.
Sharam is lying.
You mean Sepideh doesn't want to live with him?
No.
Shiva, dear, you're a woman yourself. You know very well that if Sepideh had forgotten about Sharam, she would have married someone else. Or at least she would want to get married to someone else.
Mom, how do you know she doesn't intend to?
If she intended to, it wouldn't remain hidden. We'd know about it.
Well, maybe we just haven't heard.
They say you have to hear the truth from a child. Marzia says his mom and dad want to make up.
Mom, that ring is starting to make trouble. Sharam's become very arrogant and selfish.
Now, Sharam's put the ring on his finger and he believes it. But what about Dad?
What about Dad?
Nothing. He wants to sell the house and give the money to Sharam to invest it.
Oh, Mother!
I'll tell him. Masood, you know the story of the ring. We're the ones that made up the story of good luck. And he says what's important is that for now it's working.
God have mercy on us.
Just wait a few days and I'll fix it myself.
What are you going to do, Mother?
I'll go and talk with Sharam. If he listened, then fine. And if he didn't, I'll give him a hard smack on the mouth. I'll take Sepideh and bring her back.
I love your hand so much.
For now, we can't say anything until they make up with each other.
Can I say something? Forget about it.
Go ahead and say it. What are you hiding?
I'm afraid if I say it, there'll be a fight.
There won't be a fight.
Promise?
Shadi?
You say you promise.
Does it have to do with me?
Yeah, it does.
All right, I promise. Does it have to do with Farzad?
No. But he knows about it, too.
What does he know?
Sepideh never said she wants to come back.
What? Didn't I tell you? I knew it.
Shahram asked Sepideh to come back, and she said she has to think about it. Marzia told me all of this. Oh, Shiva, you made a promise.
Yes, but I'm not in the habit of keeping promises.
Shiva, dear, hold on a minute, darling. Just wait a minute.
Mother, how dare he even tell us such a huge lie? And Farzad knows too, right? He knows.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with Farzad.
Just wait one minute. Don't be in a rush. I love you so much, but you'll ruin everything.
It's the smell of coffee.
Well, how are your meetings going?
Meetings?
That's right. Meetings. What is a meeting? Sitting down and discussing a specific matter, which is the topic of the meeting. And also, no one is supposed to know anything about it.
Oh, wow. Is it possible to do anything in this house without anyone finding out?
This doesn't include you, Doctor.
I'm not even included as part of this family. I don't feel like I'm included in anything.
If it's about Sepideh, I haven't reached a conclusion yet. I will let you know if I want to tell her anything. I thought you were sulking with me.
Regarding Sepideh, I still say you're making a mistake. I don't even want to mention your name. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your meetings.
Shahram was alone, so I...
It's not like he always had 5 or 6 people around him before. Well, what conclusion did you reach? Bring it out in the open, Doctor.
But Mr. Javanbakhsh, everything about me is open.
Are you acting like an idiot, or did you think that I'm
God
an idiot?
God forbid.
I'm asking where your meetings about investing has gotten to. It's not good to eat all alone, Doctor. I mean, too.
Well, look at which direction the sun is coming from.
Farzad, come here.
What?
Come, I need to talk.
We're talking right now.
I said now. I need to talk to you now.
Ma'am, just hold on. We're
I
in the middle
right
of a discussion.
Now.
Oh, wow. Everyone's bullying me. Excuse me, sir. I'll be right back.
Why do you keep coming here all the time?
Come on, didn't you say yourself that I should keep an eye on Shahram? What? You're the one that said I should work on Shahram, so he makes up with her. Man, the way you're looking at me is making me flustered. I came here because
That's
of
enough.
You,
That's
ma'am.
That's enough, Farzad.
All right, it's enough. I won't ever interfere in your family matters again.
You think I'm an idiot?
Ah, what way is that to talk? What idiot?
Why didn't you tell me?
Didn't tell you
Why
what?
Why didn't you tell me Shahram's lying?
Lying? To who? About
Farzad,
what?
You
what
should
for?
Be ashamed.
Wow, you're really talking to me in an insulting manner today.
I can't believe you're so arrogant. You just keep looking at me pretending you don't know.
I don't know what? What are you saying
Why
right
didn't
now,
you
Shiva?
Tell me Shahram was lying about Sepideh?
I'll explain for you right now about what happened.
I don't want you
just
to.
Just allow me,
I don't
my
want
lady.
You to explain.
My lady,
I said I don't
my
want
flower,
to hear it.
Let
it's
me
not
explain
necessary.
It to you. That's just it. There's no more respect left in this house for me. They call
go
me a doctor.
Go downstairs now, Farzad. Go. Go downstairs. Farzad? Farzad, where to?
Now I have to explain where I'm going. It's obvious. I'm going to the bedroom.
Come and sit down. I need to talk. I said, sit down, I need to talk to you. Where are you going?
I want to go get my doll.
Go to your grandmother, don't come back until I say so. Stay there.
Shiva, it seems you're not feeling well.
No, I'm not well at all. I feel bad and it's because of you that I feel bad. Why were the three of you gathered around holding a meeting? Do you want to start a business? What's going on?
We haven't even talked about it yet, and everyone already knows. We all know you called Navid and came up with that story of the ring for Shahram, and you know that I don't believe in luck. I say that you have to struggle. I had to struggle to get where I am today. But right now, we can see how Shahram has become. Everything he touches turns to gold. Don't you agree? Listen, you have to agree. I know that you agree. And that's why I sat down and thought and... You know, the money that we'd put aside for the loan? We could take that and give it to Shahram to invest it for us. He's really good with all of this. Don't you think that that would be a really good idea? Huh? You agree that we should take that money and give it to Shahram to invest, right? Well, yes, you agree to it, right?
But look, I already told you I need to think.
In all your life, you've never thought. And now that you should be taking action, instead of thinking,
you want
to think...
But what does it have to do with anyone else? It's between me and Sepideh. It's our life.
For now, it looks like anything else besides a life.
You know what I think? All of you are conspiring against me to see if you can ruin my life or not.
What for? We've conspired for what to happen? What would we get out of it? Why have you come outside? Don't we have a guest tomorrow?
I'll take care of everything. Just cancel the party.
My party has nothing to do with you. Sepideh isn't my daughter-in-law, but she is the mother of my grandchild.
Yeah, come and say you still haven't done your thinking yet.
Tell her that you need more time. At least Sepideh will realize that we're not on your side.
I'll take care of everything myself.
Look! Go and do your thinking, and whenever you think it's right, give Sepideh an answer. We're just having a simple party tomorrow. That's all. Now come inside. Just wait, he'll come himself. One, two, three.
He didn't come, I knew it. He has become way too arrogant, Mother.
Open it.
Open it already. Hurry, hurry, open the door.
Darling, come over here.
Who is it?
Open it already, open it.
Who could it be? It's Mohammed and he's bought oranges. Mom, please cancel your party. You'll ruin everything.
Why?
Did Fazad tell you?
He's even more arrogant than you are. I'll take care of him.
Yeah. I asked Sepideh to come back so we'll live together, but she said she has to think about it. She hasn't given me an answer yet. I didn't want to lie, but I don't know why everything became the opposite all of a sudden.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Don't you think if Sepideh finds out, she'd never even look at you again?
Please, Mother, just let everything move forward the way it's supposed to. I'm sure that she will say yes to me. I'm in luck right now.
Shahram, don't do something you won't be able to fix.
Everything is working out, my sister. I was at the police station. I saw myself sitting in jail. The hangman's noose was around my neck. But someone who didn't want me to know their name put money in my account and I came back.
Well, that's not called luck.
It's not luck? Then what is it? What is it?
Well, look, maybe for some people you're still very important. If you're a little bit honest with yourself, maybe you'll understand then.
All of you were just sitting there. And I went to the police station like a man and turned myself in. Why didn't you help me? Why didn't you help me?
Did you even
know? Shadi?
Why shouldn't I say it? Let him know.
What am I supposed to know? What am I supposed to know?
Mom and Shiva put that money in your account.
Didn't I tell you not to say it?
But you should know this, that it's better for a person to be unlucky for them to be unfair.
I'm going to get Maziar.
Poor thing. The way he left, it made me feel sorry for him.
Well, it's his own fault. Mom, he's going to go and see Sepideh. What if he goes and tells Sepideh and she finds out that we lied?
She's right, Mother. Either call her and invite her over, or at least tell her so that she knows.
All right, all right. Go and bring me the phone. Hurry up. Listen, what if she said she can't come over? What should we do? Shahram will go right now and it'll be a big mess.
No.
Oh, no. Hello? Hi, Sepideh, dear. I'm fine, thanks. What's going on? How are you? Why? Has something happened? Oh, well, who said these things to you? Maziar? No. Look, my darling, just listen to me for a minute. Right now you're angry. Sepideh, dear, just a second. Just listen to me for a second and see what... All right. What can I say? All right. Goodbye. Hurry up and go and tell Sharam that he shouldn't go over there.
What's happened?
Nothing, man. Mazir told his mom everything.
When Sharam found out the story of the ring and the money that we'd given him, he lost all of his self-confidence. It's as though he was frozen. He just sat at home and stared at the walls. Once again, he'd become the person that no matter what he did, it would result in everything except what he wanted. Everything comes from what a person believes. If you believe that you can attain whatever you want to, then you'll definitely attain it. I read somewhere that a person that has a handicap in childhood, when he grows up, if he doesn't become a marathon winner, it's no one's fault but his own. Do you agree with that?
This story isn't real in any case. Now we can end whatever way it wants to. Anyhow, it was nice to chat, my dear. There doesn't have to be a result all the time. But I'm just saying that good luck as well as bad luck are with you from the moment that you're born, and it will never change.
Luck does exist. You can't say that it doesn't, but it doesn't come from outside and knock on your door. Luck is just like a good pass to a football player who hadn't received the ball yet during the entire 90 minutes. But he has to be ready, because when the ball gets to him, he has to shoot it into the goal. A golden goal in the last minute of the match. The perfect example is our national team's match with Korea.
شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و آب پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدیم تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری باید تو رو پیدا کنم تغییر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و آب پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو